Why are you showing me these?
Don't ask,
the man in black said sharply. Yet he smiled.
Don't ask, merely watch. Consider this only pointless ritual if it eases you and cools you to do so. Like church.
He tittered and turned the fifth card. A grinning reaper clutched a scythe with bony fingers.
Death,
the man in black said simply.
Yet, not for you.
The sixth card. The gunslinger looked at it and felt a strange, crawling anticipation in his guts. The feeling was mixed with horror and joy, and the whole of the emotion was unnameable. It made him feel like throwing up and dancing at the same time.
The tower, the man in black said softly. Here is the tower.
The gunslinger's card occupied the center of the pattern. Each of the following four stood at one corner, like satellites circling a star.
Where does that one go?
The gunslinger asked. The man in black placed the tower over the hanged man, covering it completely.
What does that mean? The gunslinger asked.
The man in black did not answer.
What does that mean?
He asked raggedly. The man in black did not answer.
God damn you!
No answer.
Then be damned to you. What's the seventh card?
The man in black turned the seventh. A sun rose in a luminously blue sky. Cupids and sprites sported around it. Below the sun was a great red field upon which it shone. Roses or blood? The gunslinger could not tell. Perhaps, he thought, it's both.
The seventh card is life, the man in black said softly. But not for you.
Where does it fit the pattern?
That is not for you to know now, the man in black said. Or for me to know. I'm not the great one you seek, Roland. I'm merely his emissary.
He flipped the card carelessly into the dying fire. It charred, curled, and flashed a flame. The gunslinger felt his heart quail and turn icy in his chest.
Sleep now, the man in black said carelessly. Perchance to dream. And that sort of thing.